So, good morning. My name is Salvatore Loreto. I'm going to talk about the rate control draft. The event rate control draft is just a draft that defines mechanism to adjust the rate of the notification that you receive from a subscribe. So, the draft defines three parameters that you may insert in an event header. So the mean interval is just to say the minimum notification time period that you want between two notifications in seconds. The max interval is the max notification, so after how long you want a notification, no matter if something is changed in the status. And then there is the average interval that is in some sense similar to the max interval, but it changed dynamically. So if you have already received several notifications, then the time that the average interval increase to not stress the number of notifications. So next slide. So how does it work? So it's quite simple. You insert in your subscribe request in the event header the parameter that you want. You may want to have a minimum number of time between to subscribe to notification or the max time or the average. And when you have insert in the subscribe and you receive back from the notifier in the in notify request, the agree time that the notify is that notify will give you. So because it can happen that you require a minimum time that it doesn't work for the notifier. So the notifier will adjust you and it will send back the right value in the notify request. So this is nothing new. You have already all this stuff in the old draft. The new stuff is in next slide. So we have inserted something new in the last version of the draft just to address a problem that came up from the GeoPriv working group. So the problem with the GeoPriv is that when you set maximum time in subscribe request, so you say that you want a first notification after a certain amount of time, then in the GeoPriv, when you ask the notification for a location, then maybe, not maybe, but then the first time the network has to do some calculation to get your right location. So it will take some large amount of time. So the use case is that in the GeoPriv, when you subscribe for a notification, the first time you subscribe with a maximum interval quite large, because you have to give to the notifier the time to calculate the time for your right location. But then after that, it's useful decrease the time that you want between two notifications, the max time that you want between two notifications. So to allow or to solve this problem, we have inserted the possibility to update the maximum value in the 200 class response to a notify. So now the draft say that when you use this mechanism, you must insert in all the 200 response class to a notify request an event header with the parameter that you want that you are using. Adam, you want to say something, because this is something that also has come up in your RFC.
So I just want to make sure, does everyone understand what we're doing here? I don't see any people nodding. Is anyone paying attention to this?
What, two? three.
Okay, so we have a handful of people who are, it's and of those people who are paying attention, does this seem to make sense? I mean, in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. Okay, I got a couple of thumbs up. I would consider that mostly ratification. I don't think we need to expand too much on the use cases. If anyone is confused as to why we're doing this or what we're intending to accomplish, then I'd be more than happy to explain in person or on the mailing list. But as I was saying during the agenda discussion, this is based on some requirements we had come out of GeoProve where they have to be able to change these things mid-subscription, and they don't necessarily want to have to go through the entire four-message exchange of doing a whole new resubscribe just to change the parameters.
Well, also because the subscribe then trigger a first fake notification and then blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
The big difference is that now we'll have a event header in 200 response class. So that's something that it's not clear in 3265.
Right. So it actually is going to have an impact on the 3265 BIS document. We're going to allow the inclusion of an event header field in responses so that it allows these kinds of use cases. Okay. Thank you.
So next slide. So just to... Okay. Then the other two small changes in this version of the draft is that the time can change, the value of the timer can change at any time based on the needs of the notifier. And then we have insert also a clarification about the fact that the notifier request may contain also partial or full state depending on what the event package specifies, because in the previous version it wasn't clear if the notification have to be a full state or a partial state. And that's all. And from the outer point of view, now we are ready for the working group last call.
I think so. If I could interject briefly, the electronic blue sheet did not cross the aisle. It's made it back this pass. It'll be coming back along this side. Don't cross the aisle with it as it does.
Thanks, Robert. I was saying when it was going that, yeah, it wasn't crossing the aisle, actually. Okay, so Salvatore was saying that he believes, you know,
we have addressed all the requests that comments that were received in the mailing list. We haven't received any major comments. So
as you can see, we have several drafts that they are ready for working group last call. We intend to basically time them so that we don't basically just call them all at the same time. So just be ready to you know, pay attention to the list basically when you know these drafts go off, just to provide comments and review them.
So, and then just a real quick question from the perspective of people who I know are in here who also have been participating in GeoProve. I want to make sure that you've looked at the document and like the way things are phrased here and that this meets the requirements that we're attempting to meet for GeoProve. So you don't necessarily need to do it here, but if you could do, you know, just put a quick post on the mailing list saying, yes, this is doing what we need to, that would be much appreciated. You have another half an hour or so. So, can you sing?
Not really.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on then. Thank you very much, Salvatore. Thank you.